USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Fully vaccinated Americans will soon be able to visit Canada once again. The Canadian government announcing Monday that fully vaccinated U.S. residents can visit the country and won't have to quarantine starting August 9th. Canada's Minister of Health citing a decline in cases in the country and an increase in the number of Canadians getting vaccinated as reasons to reopen travel. Non-essential travel between the two nations has been banned for more than 17 months to try to contain the spread of COVID. And Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer has moved to schedule a test vote for a bipartisan infrastructure bill this Wednesday. A bipartisan group of senators are still working to flesh out the $1.2 trillion framework of the proposal, but Wednesday's vote would be to advance a shell bill, with the finish work swapped in when it's finished. The bill would need 60 votes to allow debate on the measure. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
With the start of the Tokyo Olympics just days away, COVID is trying to play spoiler. Tim Berg reports.
The Olympics are set to begin Friday, but organizers have a COVID-19 problem. Among them, Team USA tennis star Coco Gauff, who announced Sunday she was pulling out. Opening ceremonies for the Olympics set for Friday, and Team USA softball player Haley McKinney tells NBC News this year Olympic Village has a different vibe.
You walk out of your door, you immediately grab a mask, and in the dining hall, you know, one of the biggest places to probably meet new people, your setup is, you know, plexiglass dividers in between every single seat.
And the bootleg wildfire in southern Oregon continues to grow, as fire officials say the weather is working against them. The fire has burned through more than 343,000 acres of the Fremont-Winema National Forest in the surrounding area and has destroyed more than 160 homes and structures. At least 2,000 people have been evacuated from mostly rural areas near the blaze. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles, you won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
President Biden has ordered an examination of the federal government's policy on remittances back to Cuba, as the administration says it continues to explore ways to support the Cuban people who took to the streets last week to protest the country's communist regime. Senator Marco Rubio says that the Cuban regime's repression of those protests is having an effect both inside and outside of the country. The Florida Republican tells Fox News that the regime has lost all legitimacy in the eyes of its people.
Cuba today is basically in a state of martial law. In many of the major cities across the country, troops are stationed, security forces are stationed, and the message is clear. They're also continuing to repress people. These horrifying reports we've seen and have gotten of people being tortured, of people being abducted from their homes and family members not knowing where they are. This is the model they have followed for a long time. The only difference between now and in the past is some of it is being documented and posted on social media for the world to see. As far as where it goes next, look, something changed on the 11th of July. I don't think it's going to happen from one day to the next. It's the beginning of a process. But what is clear now is that the rupture between the people and the regime is complete and that they've lost their legitimacy to govern. And that's the point that needs to continue to be driven home. They no longer, no matter how you feel about them ideologically, they no longer have a legitimacy, and it's time for a change to begin on the island of Cuba. And I think from our end, the most important thing we can do is help provide internet for free, unfettered internet access so the people of Cuba can continue to communicate with the world and with each other.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.